brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live taking your phone calls. I got a bunch of audio and video clips I haven't even gotten to yet. I haven't gotten into the whole Bloomberg piece with a bizarre headline. Attacking is just unbelievably ridiculous, what's going on. So that is coming up as well. Just briefly, remember InfidelBodyArmor.com has some of the best priced, high-quality body armor that stops, you know, unlimited rounds, basically. Chromatic only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. InfidelBodyArmor.com. One word, InfidelBodyArmor.com, or 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Don't forget eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find their weekly and monthly specials on just amazingly high-quality, clean, non-GMO, storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can go there as well and find out more. And those are the sponsors that support this broadcast and make it possible. Jam a call in this short segment. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
I'm not good. I mean, I'm on the air saying the government's run by murdering child molesters. And they're running narcotics into the country, and they're laundering drug money, and they're totally evil, and they're building FEMA camps. And then I go to break going, man, that sounds too radical, but it's true. And it's like, how much are we going to put up with and take here, sir?
Well, you know, to a large extent, I agree with you, Alex. The only thing I kind of disagree with you on is I feel like Obama or the president, whoever that might be at the time, is pretty much the lightning rod. And people need to understand they need to be in touch with their local representatives, their senators, their congressmen, their state representatives. They need to have their feelings known. So many people do not call their representatives. They don't let them know what their thoughts are about what's going on up there in the government. And Mr. Obama or Mr. Bush is simply a lightning rod, and it distracts attention away from the Congress who funds all this, Alex.
Well, I agree. Congress is playing dumb and going, we didn't know they were spying on everybody, but the guy that released this needs to be arrested. It's all in the Telecommunications Act of 96. It's all there. And then people say, well, they're spying on us for our safety. They know best, like they're our parents. No, they're a bunch of foreign, ruthless corporations that are totally inbred and sick. And we're in danger, man. We're in danger. It's dangerous. That's what I'm getting at here.
I agree with you completely on that, but I'm just sometimes I think people lose focus. You know, you can write the White House and you can go to the White House website. They probably don't even listen to all that stuff. But I guarantee you, if you call your representative and you let their office know, like once a week, I go through and I'll make notes during the week of all the points I want to make with them. And on Friday, I call my senator and I call my congressman and I let them know exactly how I feel about these things. People aren't doing that. And these lobbyists are going in there and they're the ones that are getting all the influence.
I agree. Government's here to intimidate people. They now on the buses in Austin. I want to get some photos of this. I was driving the other day and it was driving past me, so I was unable to get it because I didn't want to wreck. But they have huge buses now with wraps on them, you know, the graphics of code enforcers in police uniforms. And I've seen the code enforcers messing with my neighbors, my parents' neighbors, and I videotaped them, and they kind of bowed up to me. I haven't put that video out yet. I've just been so busy. I've got a phone full of stuff. But the point is that everywhere, it's about government slitting their eyes at you, looking at you like you're a perpetrator, to then guilt you into letting them dominate you, and I'm done. Confront them, get in their face everywhere. Government is a bunch of scum. I'm done. I'm done. I just absolutely want to just puke all over these people. I appreciate your call.
People.
Go ahead. What?
Well, Alex, encourage people to get on their representatives. I tell you, I talked with one person in the office there, and they figure for every person that calls, there's 10,000 people just like you that didn't call.
I agree. We're going to come back with more phone calls. Stay with us. Key News, straight ahead on Bilderberg and more. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, into hour number three. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, I mean, it's now just all over the news. The government runs al-Qaeda. And it's all over the news. They ship the drugs in, and it's all over the news. The foreign banks run the government, and they're totally ruthless, and they do secret experiments on us, killing troops, killing foster kids, injecting black people with syphilis, letting them spread it over 47 years. Nobody gets in trouble. Nobody goes to jail. They're spying on everybody. And then the mass Stockholm Syndrome public, 56% in the poll, if you believe it, more like probably 25% because it's a push poll, but stay, I think it's good to keep me safe. Naive idiots. And they're the reason this is happening. And you can kiss the prosperity and everything goodbye. And I can't even watch the narcissist in Hollywood anymore and just all the petty people out there and all of the vain people. But it's so good to go protest Bilderberg and have 3,000 people there. It's so good to see the police waking up. I should be more positive. I get in these really dark, negative moods sometimes just because all I do is think about this stuff. And then it just gets worse and worse. And then I see a video clip. This was on Sunday, Obama in a press conference, saying, if you can't trust us, we're going to have a problem. Super creepy. And then I see all this vitriol from the Republicans and Democrats saying that Edward Snowden, who walked away from $200,000+ a year, saying, look, we spy on everybody. And everything he said, I already know. It's already public. Why didn't the CIA director go to jail for saying your dishwasher is watching and listening to you? That's true. Your smart meter is watching you. It's a good thing, though. See, he said it was a good thing, so it's okay to release something that's classified. But it's, oh, if you're a technician and saying, man, they're lying. They watch everything. Because, see, they want to come out and admit they're doing it, and then but they go, oh, no, we're not. They want to condition you, and then when you say, hey, don't spy on me, we're not doing that, tinfoil hat man. And I saw all these articles this morning going, Alex Jones is getting a lot of credibility now that they admit we're spying on us, but it's good to be spied on. And take your tinfoil hats off and, you know, just let them spy. It's insane. These ruthless corporations will shut and are shutting everything down. All the U.S.-based businesses that aren't globalist are being shut down right now. The jobs are disappearing. It's all going to low-wage stuff. And it's so sad to see this happen. It makes me sick. And then we force Bilderberg out in the open, and then they just make jokes all over the media. Ah, the kooks found the secret group, and okay. You know, the main minister, Ken Clark, you know, like number three in the British government, you know, they're making jokes about it. Sure, it's illegal what he did. It violates their federal law, but so what? Ah, ha, ha, ah, ha, ha, ha. Let's go to this clip of Obama talking about how they are spying on us for our own good. And then he goes off into CISPA. Or you know, I mean, he goes off into FISA and goes off into these warrants. Those are rubber stamp warrants, every one of them approved, which are just for mass dragnets. But that's only when they want to use something. They're already spying on everything, just like the AP. And then when they want to go after a whistleblower and prosecute him for exposing government corruption, which is supposed to be protected, then they go and they get the rubber stamp warrant to then go into all the communications they already have. And again, they use this so that the criminals are spying on everyone. It's the only way the criminals can get away with this. I mean, I've seen it in Esquire. Speaking of Esquire, I've seen a bunch of articles over the years where the state police or locals will know, they'll get a tip that they're going to bring in, you know, 10 tons of cocaine into Miami in one famous case. The aircraft lands, but NSA had gotten word. It had been passed through the channels, and the DEA, the FBI, and the CIA were there to as the sting happened, stop everybody, and then say national security and take the cocaine. I mean, these are Air Force pilots bringing this stuff in. And I've interviewed Terry Reid, who was at MENA, with the Bushes and Clinton, who they now call a member of their family. I've interviewed all these people. I've interviewed, I mean, he's on record, was CIA. He's on record, was there. He's on record, all of that. I told you, I've had a few family members that did work who were Army officers. And it's funny, like everyone I know in my family that was in the CIA, which is not a big deal. That's like saying I had family that worked for Coca-Cola. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that are actual operatives or agents, and then hundreds of thousands on top of that as auxiliary. But I've had family that actually worked in the CIA on the dirty end of things, the muscle end of things. And, I mean, they're like, you will not believe how evil it is. America is run by the bad guys. Let's just get that straight. The only way we have to turn it around, the family I have that's been in the CIA says, you're absolutely on target, and I can't believe you're alive. That's all I'm going to tell you. And then I get told by other family that, you know, where they've opened up. I mean, it's just like, you know, okay, you're not going to be a full member of the CIA. This is somebody who'd already been an Army officer for like 15 years at the time. He'd done all this stuff for us. Now you're going to go kill these people in Chicago. And then he went. and said, I'm not doing this. That's another lie, too, that no one gets out of it. Most people say, I'm not going to be part of this. 54% of CPS workers, last time I saw the statistic, quit the CPS within 1 year. They go thinking they're going to help kids. They go thinking they're going to stop abusive parents, and that is going on. They go really wanting to help people. And they go, you mean we're here to drug kids and give them psychological designations to put them on a bunch of drugs to get more money? And then a bunch of you are pedophiles? I'm going to blow the whistle. No, you're not. Nobody's going to help you. 54% of CPS workers quit within the first year. Guys, just see from my memory, I know that was like 4 years ago, type in more than 50% of social workers quit within 1 year, or 51% of children's social workers quit within 1 year. I've seen some numbers higher. The point is, I'm not just throwing these numbers out of the, you know, out there, out of a, you know, out of a hat or something. And the argument they use for Delta Force and all these other guys is, we've got to be more evil than the evil guys. End justifies the means. And people that agree to that, they actually take tests where they're asked all this, psychological tests, out of Green Berets, out of Navy SEALs, out of all, and there's like three groups above Delta Force. That's highly classified, what I just told you. People that are in there going, how does he know all this? I know all this stuff, okay? I'm not playing games here. And the point is that they actually tell them, we've got to run the drugs or someone else will. We've got to run the little kids or someone else will. Brzezinski wrote in one of his books, I forget which one, I read it like 15 years ago. What did he write? He wrote The Technotronic Age. Was it that one or was it a... The point is he brags in there that, oh, we control all the organized crime through the Trilateral Commission and other global groups because that's how we keep it down and control it. If we don't control it, someone... I mean, that's a total con game, folks. That's like they told the troops, we're going to grow the opium now so Al-Qaeda doesn't get it. And then it goes from 9% of world supply to 93% of world supply within a few years. And the world is just flooded with heroin now. That is the naivete that I'm talking about here. Stop it. Stop it. Stop being naive. Stop it. We're all in grave danger. I'm in grave danger. I can feel the wings of the angel of death flapping around me. God's in control, though. I don't have any fear except of failure and not doing a good enough job. I hate myself every minute I'm on this show. I'm not getting it all across. I don't do a perfect job. I wish I would have done a better job with that BBC guy. But it'll all turn towards good in the end. I get in there, they're laughing at me. It's all a big joke to them. And I'm like, listen here, this isn't a joke. They're poisoning the water supply. Here's the Harvard study. We should be upset about that. They're killing us. We should take it personal. Let's play this Obama clip. Here it is.
That's not to suggest that, you know, you just say, trust me. We're doing the right thing. We know who the bad guys are. And the reason that's not how it works is because we've got congressional oversight and judicial oversight. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges.
God, look at these people.
To make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
Oh.
But my observation is that the people who are involved in America's national security, they take this work very seriously. They cherish our Constitution. The last thing they'd be doing is taking programs like this to listen to somebody's phone calls.
Oh, yeah, they're not doing that. I mean, they're on record using it to persecute whistleblowers and the Associated Press and others. I have been called repeatedly, and so has my wife, by people saying, okay, just, you know, you just talked about this. Now I'm going to threaten you with this. I mean, they're listening. The public is so incredibly naive about this. And now here's a known liar trying to gut the Bill of Rights Constitution. He's going to sign the UN arms treaty to not let us ship guns out of the country or in. They're going after our guns. They're going after the entire Constitution. And he says, just trust us. Trust that load of criminals. And then he says, trust federal judges. It's the telecoms. It's all wired in. We're going to come back. with Robert Baer of the CIA demonizing the hero whistleblower. And then we're going to get to a Bilderberg clip.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Monday through Friday, we're here, folks. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I got so many clips I've got to go through and your calls, so I want to move quick here, but this article just went up on Infowars.com. When you get it out to everybody, Ron Paul, when you have a dictatorship, truth becomes treasonous. Those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. And he was on the Piers Morgan Slimebag show. Asked if he considered NSA contractor turned whistleblower Edward Snowden a hero, Paul answered, well, he's done a great service because he's telling the truth. And this is what we're starved for. The American people are starved for the truth. And again, it's illegal to spy on us without warrants. Snowden's actions, first reported by the UK's Guardian newspaper and next the Washington Post, have come under fierce scrutiny by members of both sides of the political divide. Now they are labeling him traitor and treasonous. We're going to play some of those clips coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go to Robert Baer on Snowden in the demonization, claiming he could work for the communist Chinese. The globalists like Kissinger and the Bilderberg Group have moved our jobs, our factories, everything to China, shut down our factories here with regulations. They moved GM to China with the bailout money. And then they're talking about that he must work for the Chinese. The globalists gave him the Panama Canal, all our deep water ports. We're being sold out. They're our biggest owner of our debt, the Federal Reserve. But then, oh, let us take your rights. The Chinese will get you. When they're globalists above the governments playing us off against each other. I was talking to an executive who was interviewing the head of a Chinese telecom, you know, their big internet provider, and he was basically saying this high-powered guy, actually a famous guy I was on the plane with flying back, well-known guy I was flying back with, you know, friends of George Bush, all that stuff yesterday on American Airlines from Dallas, and he was like, yeah, I know it's true. At the top of the pyramid, it's the same people. We're merging with China, and they're using regulations to shut down business here to transfer it there. It's a bad thing. It's like the general public has no idea what's going on. If you're globalist fat cats, you use regulations to shut down your competition and then move it to China. And then when people say, hey, don't do that, you go, what, do you work for the communists? Huh? You traitor? I've been saying our government's using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. And the thing is, he must work for Iran. You know, he's for the Iranians because he don't want to take over Syria. Stall a load of bull, man. I support common sense and due process and don't attack somebody first and don't put Al-Qaeda in to kill all the Christians and people. I mean, this is sick. Look at what the globalists do in other countries. That's what they do here if they could. Look at what they do when they're in charge places. Let's go to this creepy clip of, I want to call Baer. I challenge Baer to come on here and say this type of bull on my show. He's been on here before. Here's the CIA Black Ops commander trying to imply this guy works for the Chi-Coms. Here it is.
Here's the problem is that Hong Kong is controlled by Chinese intelligence. It's not an independent part of China at all. You know, I've talked to a bunch of people
in
Washington today in official positions, and they're looking at this as a potential Chinese espionage case.
Well, of course they're going to say
that. I'm not saying this because I disagree or agree with it. You know, PRISM is necessarily a good thing of this whole program. It's simply that it was unwise of him to go to Hong Kong to do this. On the face of it, it looks like it's under some sort of Chinese control, especially with the president meeting the premier today. You have to ask what's going on. I mean, China is not a friendly country, and every aspect of that country is controlled. So why Hong Kong? Why didn't he go to Sweden? Or if he really wanted to make a statement, he should have done it on Capitol Hill. I mean, you know, we don't know yet, but you can count on it. The FBI and the CIA is looking at this now as a potential counterintelligence problem.
Oh, yeah. Keep us so safe. By the way,
Hong
let's expand on this.
Finding refuge there would make it very difficult for the United States to actually exercise.
Whenever you're ready, just turn the clip off. All right. The issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is that, again, they are engaged in illegal spying against the American people. This is targeted domestic groups. They know everything the Chi-Coms are doing. They let the Chi-Coms build backdoor kill switches and all the defense hardware. I mean, they gave nuclear reactors, the Clintons and others did, along with Donald Rumsfeld at ABB, to North Korea because they're globalists playing the countries off against each other. And it's that simple. And Baer is meant to come out and sound like he's being reasonable. Why didn't he go to Sweden? What, so someone would just say that he'd raped a woman so they could arrest him that way? The guy's not stupid. And the smartest place for him to go probably would be Russia. The problem is they'll just make a deal later to kill him. Because the Russians are just as corrupt as the globalists that run the New World Order. Don't make any mistake about that. But the Russians aren't running my country. See, that's the difference.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee you a bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I always feel like
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like I'm trying to spot to
be. That's right, there. Watching you. Like, you've done something wrong, but you try to go down to San Antonio at their giant NSA base that looks like something out of a science fiction movie, and the police will come out and try to arrest you and threaten you. They didn't work with our reporters, but with the San Antonio Express News and people, they do grab their cameras and stuff because they apologize and grovel. We go, this is a public street. And it's well known this is an NSA facility, you're committing crimes, and then the cops don't have the moral authority and feel weird and shut down and leave you alone. But when you grovel, they take everything and sometimes take you to jail. They've lost federal court cases. I sent my crew down there with the federal court case. When the cops came over and said, stop filming, give me your info, they went, here's a news article about you losing a federal court case at the NSA base in Maryland. I would advise you to leave us alone. And then they come back and go, okay, you can go. That's right, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't that right? We know what you're doing with that big base. You're making sure evil can play God and has God-like omnipresent surveillance grid so you can hurt good people. That's what you're doing, scumbags. I know what you're doing to innocent people. You're going to go to hell. You understand that? I see every damn thing you're doing, and I know what you're doing. You make me want to throw up. Excuse me. I'm going to settle down right there. I'm not going to blow up. I'm going to settle down right there. God sees what you're doing. You understand that? The people of the world see what you're doing. We know who you are. Okay, I know who you are, and that's why you don't like me. I see you. How do you like that? I see what a bunch of sicko filth you are, you trash. You think you're going to have this country like you've done other countries? You aren't going to get nothing. You understand that, you filthy trash. Excuse me. Sick of watching them persecute innocent people. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of a bunch of crooks running wild. We're all in danger, and I'm angry about it, and I'm tired of watching it. Oh, God. Oh, there's only so much I can handle with these people. I mean, I think about all the horrible things they do to innocent people, and I just want it to stop. I want it to stop. I want everybody to stop going along with this. I want it to turn back to liberty. And you know what they are? There's more abortionists in Texas that are killing babies out on the table that are 9 months old. The legislature's moving to indict their butt, moving to get Houston to make indictments. It's all going to happen, okay? I'm telling you. And I salute everybody that's going after the murderers and the criminals. And I salute everybody in the system that is fighting for justice, okay? But we all need to get aggressive. Good people are not wimps. We're 10 times more powerful than every one of these little evil cowards. And I'm sick of watching them run wild over our country. I'm going to get to Ron Paul when you have a dictatorship, truth becomes treasonous in a minute. But first, look at this article. Bilderberg conspiracies are absolute nonsense. Ken Clark insists after being called to Parliament over secret meetings. He's number 3 in the British government, and he's on the Bilderberg Steering Committee. Think about that. He's on the Bilderberg Steering Committee. Can you guys punch up this computer right here? Thanks. Fantastic. Oh, I've got 2 computers in here now. Maybe we should just pick one. Maybe we'll have this be the computer we go to then? Thanks. And it continues. Bilderberg conspiracies are absolute nonsense. Ken Clark insists after being called to Parliament over secret meetings. And there's like 20-something minutes of this. It's in Paul Watson's article about it. But, of course, they attack me in the article. Disruption, it says, Alex Jones protesting from his barge, challenging security measures surrounding the event. How dare I do that? The incredible evil of it all. And then here I am on the BBC exposing, you know, secret experimentation. Because before me they go, Alex Jones believes they're putting poison in the water. And they cut to me going, ha 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 ha. Then I go, well, here's the Harvard study. And he goes, I didn't ask you that. Well, I'm countering it. And so that's why I blew up at him. But the whole point is they try to make all this a joke, and then they say, oh, it's not good to get upset. Let me tell you, we're effective because we do get upset. People are in a learned helplessness, normalcy bias, mass Stockholm syndrome system. The globalists brag about this. I'm not. And let me tell you, I'm freaked out, folks. My life's on the line. My family's life's on the line. And that's why I get so viciously angry sometimes. Because, man, I really care about innocent people. And I really care about all the evil being done in our name, and I'm freaked out. I mean, the stuff that's in the news, and then to see people going, well, good, spy on me, I'm not bad. They're bad. Everything they do, they make secret, and they say, we have no privacy. The founder said, if that happens, you're in trouble, because it already had happened throughout history. And everywhere else it's happened since then, it's been bad. We know where this road goes. We know putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger, you know, with a bullet in it, with a cartridge in it, is going to really hurt. We know it isn't a good thing. And then I read this Bloomberg hit piece, Bloomberg, Alex Jones, free speech causes terrorism. Deceptive hit piece insinuates Jones bears responsibility for Boston bombings. Doesn't insinuate. It says Alex Jones doesn't build bombs. He builds bombers. I'm the one trying to stop the fake terror attacks against. I mean, the New World Order bombs a bunch of joggers. I ran into a bunch of Sikhs. British military guys. You know, they've got their own Sikh brigades over there, going back to the famous East India regiments. And some of those guys came out. And I tell you, the cops were really freaked out by those guys being there, because those guys are known as being pretty macho. And they said, I want to thank you from India. It was once you exposed the fact that the bombings were being carried out by Hindu extremists, you know, then the head of the secret police went public and they killed him that day. And it's now been in our news and no more bombing since. Thank you. I mean, you go to the Indian papers, it's now admitted the government did it all. Italy, they finally admitted the government did it all with NATO. No more bombings. I mean, it's in the Italy newspapers. All I'm doing is, hey, this is Operation Gladio. They had a drill. They stood down. Now they're killing the FBI and killing the witnesses and everybody. I mean, the brothers work for the CIA. That came out. I told you everything that would come out. They'll kill the witnesses. They'll work for the CIA. They're going to set up the patsies. And by the way, those guys were part of it in the drill, I believe. They were going to blame it on right-wingers, and then they changed the story. They said, it's right-wingers. We've made the arrest. It will be made. But we then released the photos by the grace of God, the photos that were already out. We focused on them in the drill, and they freaked out. And now they might kill me. I'm going to be really honest with you. I'll tell you why I'm really freaked out, folks. I know in my gut that they are sitting back, and there have been discussions undoubtedly about whacking yours truly. I will guarantee you they got their finger on the trigger. It's being debated. And some other agency or group might just say, I'm sick of that guy. Do it. Well, you know what? You know what? Whatever happens, happens, because I'm in God's hands, and I'm not going to stop. So just understand that, because all I got to think about is what you're doing to innocent people all over the world. And it's not some heroic thing. I will stand up for the children of the world. You people are hurting. I will stand up for the women. I will stand up for the men that can't protect themselves. I will stand up for them. Do you understand that? Because I want people to stand up for me and my family. We all stand together or we hang separate. You got that? And we have been able to force Bilderberg out in the open. By the way, the police, and then I talked off record to, let's just say, someone in British intelligence, and these people were for real, and they said, look, we don't like most of us what's going on. We know you're right. It was everywhere I went. It was incredible. And they said, by the way, Bilderberg's under tremendous pressure. They will go public on BBC. At least one, maybe two, blah, blah, blah. We're just telling you that so you understand that and we don't like what's going on, and we know about blah, 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 and we know about what they're doing to kids, it's all over the news there about what the devil worship groups do to little kids, and the kids come up missing everywhere. I mean, it's just a nightmare. And to have the cops, like more than 60% of them that I talked to were awake and knew what was going on and were upset about what was happening. You notice we broke all that. The system better know, folks, that they've gotten away with this stuff because their evil is so over the top. But once people finally get, oh, wait a minute, the evil was real. It was over the top, but it was real. It's game over. And so the Lord does work in mysterious ways, as they say. And we have been able to force it out in the open now. And I've talked a lot about that, but here is a clip of the number three in the Tory government, number three in the so-called conservative government, prime minister one as well, up there being confronted about what he did was illegal. Now, the Treasury Secretary, because they have two big parties, so it was the shadow secretary, because the out-of-power party also gets to be like part of the Treasury, Exchequer, Balls, that's not a joke name, folks, that's his name. I confronted him before I went live when he was coming off during the break, about how he was breaking the law. So did Paul Watson. I mean, this is big breaking news. And I'm very thankful to DrudgeReport.com for linking to that yesterday and getting that out in the national, international media, DrudgeReport.com. Because believe me, they don't want this being discussed. So here he is admitting in Parliament, Ken Clark, that indeed, he'd forgotten it was against the law. Here's that clip.
Can the minister confirm he declared his trusteeship of the body that funds the conference to his permanent secretary when he was appointed by the Prime Minister?
I,
I congratulate the honourable member. I am looking that up because I had forgotten that, I am actually a member of the steering committee. When we were hosting at Watford, I discovered I was actually, by amongst other things, I'm a trustee of the British steering group. So I am checking with the aid of my constituency whether I ever put that in. I assure the honourable member, I had completely forgotten that it was set up on that basis long before the rules were established. The trustees have never met as trustees. All I actually do is sit as a member of a committee and help to play my part in the organisation of a meeting, and that's all I've ever done.
Mr. Edward Lee, we've had a bit of fun today, and indeed, who would want to spend a weekend of irredeemable tediousness with a bunch of establishment toffs discussing the world economics?
We've been forced to cover this.
But the serious point is this, surely, and I put this to my right honourable friend, why on earth does the House of Commons think it's necessary to discuss what's said in a private meeting anyway?
Perhaps my right honourable friend wasn't here when I started. This is the first time I've ever risen in the House of Commons to answer questions on behalf of a private organisation to which the British government has absolutely no responsibility whatever.
Mr. Philip Davis.
Speaker, I know I can't be described as a rising star. Should I not presume that my invitation was lost in the post? But can the minister explain to us whether or not, either formally or informally, he took the opportunity whilst there to discuss his campaign to keep the UK within the European Union, and which members of the European Union were actually at this particular conference?
Firstly, he would not be surprised to know that I don't think I'm being too indiscreet to say that the subject of the future of the European Union and Britain's participation in it did come up from time to time in the weekend.
That's enough.
From many countries.
There's 20 minutes of it in Paul Watson's article on the subject. Bilderberg secrecy exposed during parliamentary debate, if you want to see that. Let me now move to the clip I was talking about earlier. Ron Paul, when you have a dictatorship, truth becomes treasonous. Those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. And he's on there with former CIA Director Woolsey, who I actually saw on UTTV 10 years ago say we should put millions of people in concentration camps in America. In fact, I've got that clip somewhere. Mike Hansen shot video of it. I mean, this is the type of insanity with these ghouls. Who play the part of, we're all secret, and we get unlimited money, and we can do whatever we want because we're the good guys. Just trust us. I mean, even if your kids aren't psychotic killers, and tell your 15-year-old, stay out as late as you want, take the car, have the bank account, do whatever you want. I mean, it would be a disaster with almost everybody. But, let's just trust globalists, and we have trusted them, and they've stolen everything. And they signed us on to $1.5 quadrillion in debt. So let's go to Ron Paul. Again, the full video is up on Infowars.com right now. Here it is.
Thank you for joining me. You are a supporter of Edward Snowden and his actions. Why?
Why?
Well, from what I hear and what he's done, I mean, he's done a great service. Because he's telling the truth, and this is what we are starved for. The American people are starved for the truth. And when you have a dictatorship or an authoritarian government, truth becomes treasonous. And this is what they do. If you are a whistleblower, or if you're trying to tell the American people that our country is destroying our rule of law and destroying our Constitution, they turn it on, they say, you're committing treason. So this is a big problem. And to expect any changes without an announcement like this, things keep getting worse. They've gotten worse steadily for the past 10 years. So essentially, there is no Fourth Amendment anymore. And for somebody to tell the American people the truth is a heroic effort. And he knows that it's very risky. He knows he's committing, civil disobedience, and he knows that he could get punished. But he believes very sincerely, I'm sure, I've never met the man, but he believes very seriously that what our government is doing to us is so serious that somebody has to speak out.
That's right.
And I think the large majority of American people are sick and tired of hearing how many people are having surveillance on them, whether it's their phones, their internet, and
that's
email,
right, that's good.
And everything else.
Full clip up on Infowars.com. It's like 14 minutes long. But the issue is We know they're using it against the press. See, now that this other stuff's come out, no one is pointing that out. No one is pointing out that it's being used against political enemies. No one's pointing out, and who are political enemies? Anybody that cares about freedom. Anybody that exposes the globalists. Anybody that exposes the New World Order. Anybody that exposes any of this stuff. Now let's go to this next article, and I'll come back and take some phone calls. This is up on InfoWars.com. I don't have time to go over the whole thing, but Bloomberg, Alex Jones, free speech causes terrorism. And the article goes on to say, a deceptive Bloomberg hit piece portrays Alex Jones as recruiting aid for terrorists, insinuating that his website motivated the Boston bombers. Well, they actually have quotes in there saying, I build bombers. In a transparent lobbying effort to get Jones kicked off the air of SiriusXM. Yeah, they got a hold of the president of SiriusXM, and we're like, how dare you have him on? How dare you? We need to get him off. Entitled, Alex Jones Sells Gold on Sirius with Bombing Conspiracies. Well, that had nothing to do with selling gold. So the thing is, I'm telling lies. Say, he tells lies to make money. I mean, if anything was ever libel, slander, purposeful defamation, this article, when I read it, is just like, but I mean, Bloomberg, they already discredit themselves. Bloomberg's just mad I'm exposing all his anti-American activities. And so, I mean, it's a joke. You guys are out of political bullets. Okay? I mean, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, you're a pathetic scum. When we take this country back, you will be brought to justice.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yeah, the number, I said billions of phone calls. That's billions of people worldwide being spied on. It was 20 trillion phone calls were intercepted. The NSA has basically admitted since October 2001, that's when the Telecommunications Act went into law. It was passed in 96, but they had 5 years to get it all in place. So you notice now, you go read articles, even mainstream news articles, and it's what I've been telling you over and over again. I mean, you think I just get up here and make stuff up? I don't do it. Now, again, I do call the Tims the Tames. Do stuff like that all the time. I listen to a rebroadcast and I'm like, what did I just say? Because I'll have like five things on my mind, but we've got to just get out of our trance. Here are some of the articles on Infowars.com. Ron Paul, when you have a dictatorship, truth becomes treasonous. Adon Salazar, I want to tweet that out at The Real Alex Jones. I want to get that out to everybody. That's such an important video. Speed cameras called a scam. Motorists can't win. Yeah, they've been caught everywhere shortening the lights so that you can't help it. And again, no amount of money will ever fund the government. It's designed to implode. That's on record as well. But no one's going to listen, so that's fine. Just enjoy it. Continuing, British police use anti-terror moves to arrest protesters. Very, very important. It goes on here. Bloomberg, Alex Jones, free speech causes terrorism. I've never had a hit piece that vicious where it says Alex Jones doesn't build bombs, he builds bombers, and he's incredibly dangerous and evil. It's a long piece. I mean, that is a real sign they're getting ready to maybe do something even nastier, because Bloomberg's a made man on the inner circle of the globalist, and it was directed by Bloomberg to come after me with three of his investigative reporters. This is the best they could do. It's like, Alex Jones got dealt with, you know. He's been disappeared. He's a terrorist. I mean, he deserves it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We must be alert to the danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. That's the full quote. And I've got the full video. I've asked for this, but I want to really go for it. It's online, the full military-industrial complex speech. I want to get that, and I want to play that on the show. Now, before I go any further here, just briefly at the end of this hour, I'll come back in overdrive and take your phone call, Stephen and Jonathan and Joseph and Tom and Rod and everybody else. Before I go any further, please remember InfoWarsStore.com. I think the least everybody can do is support my kamikaze media operation. And I'm not kamikazing into a real building. I'm kamikazing into their lies and fraud, telling it like it is to wake people up. And unfortunately, I am telling it like it is. As insane as this show sounds, look at history. Governments become insane. I'm just reporting on what they're doing. And as everything we've talked about unfortunately becomes mainstream news, and as more and more good whistleblowers go public, that's a great thing. As humanity stands up, it is going to be very climactic, but it's the only hope we've got. We're in a death struggle for the future of civilization itself against pure globalist scum. You can still get the gravity-fed ProPure water filters for 10% off online with promo code WATER, 10% off, or you can call. I'm extending this till tomorrow, only on the phone, 888-253-3139, and I'll let you get 15% off. 888-253-3139. Until tomorrow night, you can get 50% off by calling on any of the ProPure systems, or 10% off. It's already the lowest price on the internet at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. You can give them to friends and family, get them to watch the nightly news. We're going to have that NSA whistleblower, and we're going to have a defense whistleblower. We'll just put it to you that way tomorrow. Tomorrow night on the Nightly News. That's set up for now. So pray for us, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for us and support us, please. It's so important.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
products.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.